Wake up, darling. Wake up. Oh, you don't want to sleep now. Not when everything's finally quiet. Oh, there you are. Hello. It's officially Christmas. It's after midnight. Well, no, I got some sleep. But I thought, while the house is quiet and everybody's sleeping, we could play a little. I want to play with you so bad. I haven't been able to touch you at all since we got here. And I don't like it when I can't touch you, baby. Well, I know. I know you don't like me putting my hands on you in front of your family, and I try to respect that, but now, they're not here. It's just us. And after what happened while we were caroling, I think you owe me this, don't you? What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, of course you do, silly. Oh, do we need to have that talk again? I thought we talked about that. I thought you understood that I'm the only girl that you're allowed to talk to. And I'm the only one that you're allowed to laugh with. And that you're allowed to help into the carriage. I saw you help that girl. Who is she? I mean, she's not very pretty, so I'm not really surprised that there was nobody there helping her. But you didn't have to. You should have been with me. Oh, an old friend. Right. Small town and all. I really hate that you're from a small town. Did you know that? You seem to know everybody. I mean, we go to the grocery store and everybody says hello to you. And we walk down the street and all these people stop to talk to you. And, well, it just takes all your attention away from me. And that's not okay, is it? Oh, baby, I know you love me. It's just sometimes you forget that, I think, when we're out and there's other people around. So right now, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to remind you just how much you love me and why it's only me that you love. I can feel you responding to me. Well, no, silly. I'm not gonna leave you alone. You just can't make a whole lot of noise. Although, it doesn't really matter to me if everybody here and they come in, and they see that you fully belong to me. And they see what I can do to you. How much you want me. How much your body wants me. Yeah, you can say that. You can tell me that you don't. But baby, you forget I'm kind of sitting across you right now. I'm straddling you. Well, I knew that as soon as your cock found its way between my legs into the warmth there, you'd remember You'd remember how much you love me and how much you want me. And how much it doesn't matter that we're at your parents' house, or how much it doesn't matter that there's 14 other family members somewhere around here. Oh, I'm not gonna stop moving my hips against you. No, of course not. Feel it. Feel it. Even through your boxers, your cock knows where it belongs. It belongs with me. And only me. You know, it makes me so wet thinking about it. Watching you help that ugly girl into the carriage, knowing that nobody else wants to help her, but also knowing that you're mine. And she better not get any ideas. I don't like it when girls get ideas. No. No, I'm not gonna slow down. I'm gonna grind on you faster. Your hips are trying to thrust you up into me. I can feel it, so don't tell me you want me to stop, silly. I know what you want. The house is peaceful. When I came down the hallway, it was dead silent. Finally. And it's Christmas, silly. Well, of course that matters. You're supposed to be with the one you love on Christmas. That's right, baby. Thrust those hips up into me. Grind that cock against my pussy. You want me. You want me to take off your boxers. And maybe slide my panties to the side. And take you and put the tip right at my opening. And maybe tease you a little. Just to let you know that I'm in charge. I'll rub my pussy against the tip of your cock. And you'll want so bad to shove it into me, but I won't let you. Nope. You're gonna learn that you can't help ugly girls into carriages while we're Christmas caroling with your family. It's not allowed.
You should know better.
So I'll rub my swollen pussy on the tip of your cock. Let you feel the wet. Let you feel the heat. Let you know exactly where you want to be. I'll just brush it over the tip again and again and again. Grind into me, baby. That's right.
You're not protesting now, are you?
No, because only this pussy can satisfy you.
You know that.
I know that. And the ugly girl in the carriage, I'm sure, knows that. I could just come all over you right now, just thinking that you belong to me and not her. Just me. Just me. You're getting a little too excited. I think it's time to stop. What do you mean? Well, of course I do. Of course I mean it. Why wouldn't I mean it? You hurt my feelings today.
the last thing I'm gonna do is let you come. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I want to come too, but, well, let's be honest. I don't really need you for that. I can just slip my hand down between my legs. And I'm already nice and wet from grinding on you. I'll slip my fingers into my panties. Yeah. Do you know what that feels like? Do you know what it feels like in my panties, baby? Yeah. Do you think it feels the same in her panties?
You heard me.
Do you think it feels the same?
Do you think it's this wet?
Do you think it's this soft? Do you think it's this warm? Do you think she tastes as good as I do?
You look like your eyes are about to bulge right out of your head.
I really do taste good, you know. It's too bad you won't get to find out. You really should have been a good boy today. I expected better.
I don't want to hear it.
No, it doesn't matter to me that your mom was there. And it doesn't matter to me that you've known her since you were a kid. When something is mine,
I don't share. You should know that by now.
So, what I'm going to do... Because I don't think you're getting the message. There. Yeah, I did. I did bring rope.
There. You are now fastened
to the bedposts.
I
really like the wrought iron bed frame with the old-fashioned headboard.
It's convenient.
Now remember, you don't want to wake up the entire household on Christmas morning with your cries of pleasure, do you? You don't want to alert them to the fact that I am about to drain your cock of every drop of cum you could possibly have in there. So, it's the middle of the night. Stay silent. I need you to stay quiet for me, baby. As I remind you why you belong to me. Okay. Goodness. Oh, this cock looks like he's just aching for me. Does he know you've been a bad boy? Does he know about the ugly girl?
Does he know he's about to pay the price?
Well, let's see, shall we?
He's already turning a nice dark shade of red from me grinding on him. I wonder what it will feel like when I take him in my mouth. No. You stay quiet. If you don't, you've already disappointed me once today. You don't like it when I get angry. Breathe heavy, baby. That's all you can do. Lift those hips toward me. Give me that cock. That cock that belongs to me. And only me. I was so upset with you. I almost dropped to my knees. Right then and there to show her just who you belong to. I bet she can't suck a cock like this. I wonder if she's a virgin.
I'm not.
Almost made noise. You're having trouble listening today, aren't you? I don't think you're taking me seriously. I don't think you understand just how much it hurts my feelings when you pay attention to other girls. When my feelings are hurt, well, we don't know what I'll do. What was that? Stop. Why would I stop? You want to come, don't you? This cock is mine and I'll do whatever I want with it. I want to make it come. I want to make you call my name. I want to wake up everybody in the house so that they come and see you tied to the bed with my mouth around you so that they know who you belong to. That's right. Struggle. Please, please struggle. Don't struggle too much when you're in my mouth. We never know what my teeth will do.
You know, you keep protesting, but you're getting harder on my tongue. I know. Maybe I'll put you in my throat. You can never resist that. I know you love me. I do. But I also know that you need to be reminded from time to time. I'm gonna do that again, and you're not gonna move. That's right, beg me, baby. You don't know what you want more. If you want me to stop, or if you want me to let you come. It's a tough call, isn't it? Well, let's see, shall we? Remember, stay quiet. The house is so silent tonight. You could hear a pin drop in the hallway. And next time you see another girl who needs help, you'll put your arms around me. And you'll kiss me. You'll remember that it's my mouth you want on your cock. Right. Good boy. Do you know how fucking hot it makes me to know you want to come so bad, even when you don't want to? Do you know that? It makes me so hot that I think I'm going to fuck it out of you. It wasn't part of my original plan, but that's the beauty part of you belonging to me. I can do whatever I want. Your cock will do what I want it to. And I don't think you're going to object to me sliding. It's beautiful. Hard. Hot. Slippery. Cock into my pussy. I don't think you're gonna argue. Are you? No, I didn't think so. Do you wanna come in me? Do you wanna come in my pussy? I know you like that. I know you like shooting your load deep inside me. I know it gets you all hot. I think it's time that we try that. But you can't make any noise unless you want your family to come in and see you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to untie you. I might untie you after you come. Maybe. We'll see. Brace yourself. Okay. Oh, I'm so ready for this. You make me so hot. I've been dripping down my leg through my panties since I took you in my mouth. But I was willing to forego that because I was punishing you. But why should I punish myself? That makes no sense. Oh, are you ready, baby? Are you ready for my pussy to swallow you? Are you ready for that cock to go home? Where it belongs. The way it's straining and twitching between my legs right now, I think it's more than ready. Are you? Well, that's not the right answer. I told you, I'm not going to untie you until you come. And maybe not even then. It depends on how happy you make me. You didn't make me happy today. You made me very upset today. So now you're going to try again. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you, are you ready? I thought so. You always feel so good when you slide up into me. I don't know why I always wait so long to do this. You're sweating. I can see it. Oh, God. Baby, this cock. Oh, it belongs to me and only me. And this pussy is the only pussy it's ever going to get inside. Do you understand me? I think I need to make you understand that a little bit better. I'm gonna go faster. My pussy is so juicy. Do you feel that? Oh, baby. Yes. Oh, ride it. Oh, I'm gonna ride that cock. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No, I'm gonna be as loud as I want. Now you're begging. Are you gonna beg me? Oh, beg me, baby. Yeah. Beg me to be quiet so your family does come in as I'm fucking you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, feel my pussy tightening around you. Oh, feel it. Feel this pussy. That's all yours. And oh, that cock, that's all mine. That cock belongs to me. I'm gonna make you come so hard. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes. I'm gonna make you. you come in me, and you are going to know that you are mine and only mine. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, baby, I can feel you getting bigger. Get bigger. Come on, baby, squirt inside me. Shoot that load deep inside me. Oh, remember who you belong to. Give me that load now. Now, now, now. Oh, baby, that's right. I'm going to come with you. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Come on, baby. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Did you really want me to stop? I didn't think so. Now, did you learn your lesson? You think so? Well, that pretty much tells me that you didn't. How many more times am I gonna have to drain that cock before you learn? Well, it's nice and quiet. It's Christmas. Nobody's going to be bothering us for hours. Let's find out, shall we?